The time has come for the United States of America to be replaced as the ruling state in the world. A ruling state, when we use the term, is a state whose power and dominance in the world cannot be challenged by any rival or combination of rivals. In the process of history, where after having created Britain as the first ruling state with something that they call Pax Britannica, and then having caused or engineered the collapse of Britain and its replacement with the United States of America as a second ruling state in the world, with something that they call Pax Americana, that we are now located at that moment in time, and I'm addressing you now, Protestant Islam, when Dajjal's day like a month is ending, and his day like a week is beginning, and a new ruling state is emerging, which will replace the United States of America. That is the big picture. Israel wants to replace the United States of America. When Israel takes over from the United States, and the financial crash and the economic crash and the military crash and the hatred for the United States around the world and so on are all part of the agenda to bring down the United States. When Israel takes over from the United States and the world, then Israel must establish its political and economic dominion over the whole world. And the first people they'll have to rule will be the Arabs. Of course. Otherwise, no Jew will accept this as a ruling state. And so the Arab Spring has come at this time to facilitate the wars that Israel will have to wage in order to subdue the Arab world and establish an Israeli political and economic dominion over the Arab world. This conquest of Constantinople will come, I believe, when the next attempt at a coup d'etat takes place in Turkey. But you now have a Muslim government that is attempting to establish Islam and is opposed to Israel in Turkey. And you have an armed forces in Turkey which is supporting Israel. And so you're heading for a showdown. Whenever the effort is made by the armed forces to take over the country and overthrow the government, I think that's the cue for civil war. When that conquest of Constantinople takes place, NATO will lose Constantinople. NATO will therefore lose its control over the Bosphorus. But once that NATO control is destroyed and Constantinople is liberated and you have an alliance with Russia, as prophesied in the Hadith, then the Russian Navy can enter into the Mediterranean. The Russian submarines can enter into the Mediterranean from the Black Sea. And then, the contest with Israel will become a more even-handed contest once you have nuclear-armed submarines in the Mediterranean. The contest with Israel will become a more even-handed contest once you have nuclear-armed submarines in the Mediterranean.